Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago today says it has started reactivating the MyChart portal. Patients' families use the portal for online scheduling and to send messages to doctors. The hospital shut its network down in late January after it faced a cybersecurity threat. Today's announcement says families might see service disruptions in MyChart because of expected high activity. Disability rights advocates are protesting an Illinois measure that allows patients to take medication to end their lives. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports the measure is called a right to die bill. It would apply to mentally capable adults who are terminally ill and who have a prognosis of 6 months or fewer to live. Disability nonprofits like Access Living have for years opposed such measures. Advocacy director Amber Smock says they're concerned people with disabilities might be coerced into prematurely ending their lives.
It's not about what's in the bill. It's the fact that bringing assisted suicide to Illinois will open a bigger can of worms than anybody ever thought.
The patient would have to give multiple oral and written requests for the medication. Construction on the Kennedy Expressway is causing headaches this week for commuters. The express lanes will be closed until late fall, along with the outbound left lane through the Hubbard Street Tunnel. The left lane on the inbound Kennedy near Chicago Avenue also will be closed as soon as this weekend. Total Traffic and Weather Network's Mike Priest says travel times between O'Hare and the Jane Byrne Interchange are spiking.
The cones are there to greet you at every turn. We're already seeing an hour five in the afternoon rush, and we know that's going to get worse because more traffic volumes coming and more lane closures are coming.
Priest expects delays to get heavier on both the Eisenhower and DuSable Lakeshore Drive as commuters figure out their alternate routes. Chicago Public Media's Vocalo is heading to Millennium Park in September for an end-of-summer bash with some local talent. The free party is September 20th. It'll feature Chicago's own Pivot Gang and Kaina. The event is part of city programming to celebrate Millennium Park's 20th anniversary. Vocalo is among five cultural organizations receiving $150,000 grants from the Chicago Cultural Affairs Department to stage events for the anniversary over the summer. Chicago civil rights leader and attorney Thomas T.N.T. Todd has died. My colleague Adora Namigade reports Todd died of a long-term illness. He was 85 years old. Todd got his nickname, TNT, from his initials and his booming speaking voice. In 1984, Louisiana Public Broadcasting highlighted one of his speeches.
We talk about progress in terms of peaks and valleys. But for blacks in America, we have gone around and around in a circle. We go over and over the same ground, confusing movement with progress.
Todd had a storied law career advocating for civil rights. He was one of Chicago's first black federal prosecutors, the first full-time black professor hired at Northwestern University Law School, and the co-founder of Operation Push, now known as Rainbow Push. Weather, some isolated showers, but some sunshine, a high near 60, and then cloudy and breezy tonight, a few isolated showers, a low near 40, and then Friday, gradually becoming sunny, we'll reach a high in the low 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.